Welcome to the CPAP Games live from the Hayes Bedroom. It's another eventful night, Bruce.
It sure is, Ron. Steve has been struggling with his CPAP.
His wife, Michelle, is trying to contain her rage.
Michelle throws an elbow.
She's leaving for the couch.
Steve should get Inspire.
Absolutely, Bruce. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that gives you comfortable, restful sleep with the click of a remote. There's no mask and no hose. Just sleep.
Learn more at InspireSleep.com.
Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at InspireSleep.com.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Restaurant reviewer Michelin has released its latest Chicago guide. Let's check the highlights with Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality based in Chicago. Doug, thank you for joining us today. Now, before we go into the actual establishments that have been added to the Michelin guide for Chicago, we don't know yet which have received the star and which have received the Bib Gourmand designation.
That's correct. What has happened is they've announced a few restaurants here in Chicago as being additions, but those additions are sort of kept in the pocket for a little while until later in the spring. And then at that time, they'll announce the restaurants that will be getting stars and those that necessarily will be getting the Bib Gourmand.
And then from
go ahead.
From a business perspective, what does this mean for an establishment to get the Michelin recognition, and how does this help your business?
Well, historically, this was only held to France. And if you got a 3-star, which is the highest Michelin rating, you were considered one of the best restaurants in the world. Now, what's happened is, from a business standpoint on Michelin's side, is they have gone to other cities around the United States and the world. And here in Chicago, it holds a significant importance. It's sort of the Academy Awards of dining at this point. And it's something that you want to hold proudly, but it doesn't always necessarily drive traffic. It's a coveted award, but again, it isn't necessarily a big business award.
And once again, this was founded by Michelin, yes, the tire company in the early 20th century, with the logic of, well, you have these tires and you have a car. Why not give you a list of ideas of places to go with your car and try out some restaurants that we think are really exceptional, as you mentioned, just inside France, now around the world. What are some of the establishments that are receiving Michelin recognition this year?
Avali is one of the restaurants, which is a restaurant that is a Greek restaurant. I also might add, too, that we do have a 3-star restaurant in Chicago, which has been Alinea, and that has continued to be a very, very important restaurant for Chicago and the United States, if not the world. And so we're well represented in that sort of context. We have quite a few restaurants. Again, difficult to say, that are from all parts of the city at this point that will be receiving some type of recognition.
We have Indienne in River North, Rue, a Southern restaurant in Hyde Park, Union, a neighborhood spot in Logan Square, Pompette in Bucktown, a cafe and wine bar whose name means a little drunk in French. And we were talking about the impact on business. What does this mean, though, to restaurants and restaurateurs who had to endure the pandemic?
Well, I think it's a nice it's a nice badge of courage in the context that you're coming out of the pandemic now, and there obviously had not been a lot of things to celebrate. And finally, there is some fun things that are starting to happen. The Beard Awards are others that obviously are very held high in esteem. And I think that what's going to happen is that Chicago will continue to be one of the top, if not the top, culinary scene in the country. As you know, a couple magazines have indicated that we are the player.
Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago.
Welcome to the CPAP Games live from the Hayes Bedroom. It's another eventful night, Bruce.
It sure is, Ron. Steve has been struggling with his CPAP.
His wife, Michelle, is trying to contain her rage.
Michelle throws an elbow.
She's leaving for the couch.
Steve should get Inspire.
Absolutely, Bruce. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that gives you comfortable, restful sleep with the click of a remote. There's no mask and no hose. Just sleep.
Learn more at InspireSleep.com.
Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at InspireSleep.com.